I'm sitting in my car with the engine on. The groceries are sweating through the bags. I haven't gone inside yet. My phone keeps lighting up. My mother's name, my sister right after. A voice note from my aunt I don't open. I already know what they need. I always know. That's how this works. I check the time. I was supposed to be somewhere else tonight. I told myself I would not cancel this time. I answer my mother. Her voice sounds calm. Too calm. She asks for something small. Just a favor. Just for today. I say yes before she finishes the sentence. I hear it come out of my mouth like a reflex. After I hang up, I don't turn the car off. I stare at the steering wheel and wait for the feeling to pass. It doesn't. I realize I didn't even try to say no. I finally turn the engine off. The silence feels heavy right away. I grab the grocery bags and walk upstairs. The ice cream is already soft. I tell myself it doesn't matter. Inside my apartment, I put the bags down and don't unpack them. I sit on the edge of the couch with my phone in my hand. It's quiet in a way that makes my chest feel tight. I had a plan for tonight, nothing dramatic, just something that belonged to me. I don't say that out loud, I never do. My phone buzzes again. A text from my sister. Did she call you? I type back yes. I don't add anything else. I stand up and start pacing. I already know what's coming next. I always know. It's not that anyone asks rudely. They never do. That's part of the problem. My mother doesn't demand. She worries. My sister doesn't pressure. She sounds tired. My aunt doesn't insist. She sighs, and I fill in the rest. I always fill in the rest. I go to the kitchen and start putting things away. My hands move on their own. Milk, eggs. As I work, I rehearse what I'll say when I get there. I'll sound calm. I'll sound capable. I'll say it's fine. Because it always is. I remember being younger and hearing people say my name like it was a solution. I didn't notice it at first. I just felt proud. If something broke, I fixed it. If someone cried, I stayed. If money was short, I figured it out. No one ever sat me down and gave me this role. It just settled on me. Like dust, my phone rings again. This time it's my mother calling back. I answer, "Hi, Ma." She asks if I'm home. I say yes. She asks if I've eaten. I lie and say yes. Then she brings it up. The thing she forgot. She says it like it just occurred to her. Like it slipped her mind until now. She needs me to come by. Just for a little while. There's a paper she needs help with. Something she doesn't understand. She says she tried to read it. She says the words don't make sense. I close my eyes while she talks. I picture the envelope. I already know what it looks like. I tell her I can come. I say it the way she expects. She sounds relieved right away. Her voice softens. She thanks me. When I hang up, I sit very still. I don't cry. I don't get angry. I just feel empty in a way that scares me. I text the person I was supposed to see tonight. I keep it short. Something came up. I'm sorry. They reply with understanding. That almost makes it worse. I change clothes even though I don't need to. I grab my keys. I check my bag. At the door, I pause just for a second. I imagine not going. I imagine turning my phone off. The thought feels dangerous. Like I might break something important. So I leave. The drive to my mother's place is familiar. Every turn feels memorized. I notice the same things I always do. The corner store, the cracked sidewalk. When I park, her light is already on. She's waiting. Inside, she hugs me tight. Too tight, she says I look tired. I say I'm fine. The paper is on the table where she said it would be. An envelope opened neatly. She hands it to me like she's handing over something fragile. She watches my face as I read. It's about money. Of course it is. Not an emergency. Not exactly. Just complicated enough. Just stressful enough. She tells me she didn't want to worry me. She tells me she tried to handle it herself. I nod while I read. I already know what she wants me to say. I start explaining. I point to lines. I translate the language into something softer. She listens closely. She asks questions. My sister walks in halfway through. She looks relieved when she sees me. Thank God you're here, she says. She means it as a compliment. I feel something shift in my chest. Just slightly. We talk for a while. I give advice. I offer solutions. At some point, my mother says she needs me to grab something from the car. She says she left it in the trunk. I take the keys and head back outside. The air feels cooler now. When I open the trunk, I freeze. The thing she forgot isn't there. Not the way she said. Instead, I see a folder. Thick, organized, papers clipped, notes in the margins. This wasn't forgotten. This was prepared. I stand there staring into the trunk. The street is quiet. I feel stupid for being surprised. I feel worse for understanding. I whisper it before I can stop myself. So you planned this. I close the trunk slowly. The sound feels loud. I stand there longer than I need to. My keys are still in my hand. My fingers hurt from gripping them. I don't go back inside right away. I lean against the car and breathe through my mouth. I tell myself not to jump to conclusions. I tell myself there could be another explanation. But my body doesn't believe that. My body already knows. When I walk back in, my mother looks up too fast. She asks if I found it. I say yes. I don't say anything else. The folder is on the table now. It wasn't there before. My sister is already sitting down. She doesn't meet my eyes. We go through the papers one by one. It takes longer than it should. They talk around things. I notice that now. My mother says she didn't want to stress me. My sister says they were just trying to be prepared. Prepared for what? They don't say. I explain the paperwork. I outline the options. I hear myself sounding calm, professional. Inside, something keeps tightening. At one point, I stop talking. The room feels too quiet. My mother looks at me. She waits. I realize she's waiting for the next step. Not advice, action. I feel it settle on me. The expectation. I try something different. It surprises all of us. I can't handle this part, I say. My voice is steady, too steady. They both look at me like I spoke another language. My sister asks what I mean. My mother's mouth tightens. I can explain, I say. I just can't be the one to do it. The silence stretches. No one rushes to fill it. My mother finally speaks. She says she doesn't understand. She says she raised me to be responsible. She says she's proud of me. The pride lands heavy, like a weight. My sister sighs. She rubs her face. She says she's exhausted. She says she can't take this on right now. I nod. I understand that too well. My mother doesn't argue. She just looks hurt. That's worse. She says, I thought you would want to help. She says it softly. I feel the old panic rise, the one that tells me I'm about to lose something. I backtrack. Just a little. I can help with part of it, I say. I just can't. She interrupts me. She says she doesn't want to be a burden. The word lands hard. Burden. I say that's not what I meant. I say, of course she's not. I watch myself undo the boundary in real time. It's almost automatic. The conversation ends without resolution, which feels like failure. I leave soon after. The hugs are quieter. On the drive home, my phone stays silent. That's new. At home, I don't turn on any lights. I sit on the couch in the dark. I wait for the feeling to pass. It doesn't. The next day, my sister doesn't text. Neither does my aunt. The family group chat stays quiet. No good mornings. No memes. I tell myself they're busy. I tell myself it's nothing, but my chest feels hollow, like something important is missing. At work, I mess up simple things. I reread emails 3 times. My jaw hurts from clenching. I don't notice until lunch. That night, my mother calls. Her voice is careful. She asks how I'm feeling. I say fine. She tells me she didn't sleep well. She says she's worried. I listen. I don't interrupt. When she hangs up, I feel worse than before. Over the next few days, the pattern repeats. Short calls, polite texts, the warmth is gone. The closeness feels conditional. I realize something I hadn't before. Silence is how they apply pressure. By the 4th day, I can't take it. I call my sister. She answers on the 2nd ring, like she's been waiting. She doesn't yell. She sounds tired. She tells me mom is anxious. She tells me everyone is stressed. She says they need me. She says it like a fact. I tell her I need space. The words feel foreign. She pauses, then she says, so what are we supposed to do? There it is, the question with only one right answer. I start explaining again. I stop myself halfway through. I can't fix this, I say. I just can't. She exhales sharply. She doesn't hide it. She says she didn't expect this from me. She says I'm changing. The word stings, changing. I hang up feeling smaller than before. That night I don't sleep. I keep replaying everything. By morning my body feels heavy, like it's made a decision without me. I drive back to my mother's place after work. I don't tell anyone I'm coming. They look relieved when they see me. That hurts the most. We sit at the table again. The folder is already out. This time I don't hesitate. I go straight to the last page. There's a place for a signature. My name is written lightly in pencil. I stare at it. My throat tightens. My mother watches me carefully. She doesn't say a word. I think about the quiet days, the cold pauses. I think about how fast warmth returns when I comply. I hate that I know this. I pick up the pen. My hand shakes. I tell myself it's temporary. I tell myself I can fix it later. I sign. The relief in the room is immediate, fills the space. My sister thanks me. My mother squeezes my hand. The silence breaks. The tension dissolves. I smile because that's what's expected. It feels wrong. On the drive home, my phone lights up. Messages, heart emojis, everything is back to normal. I pull over and sit there. I feel numb. I understand something clearly now. This is the cost, and I paid it willingly. I wake up before my alarm. My body feels tight, like it never rested. For a second, I forget. Then it comes back all at once. The paper, the signature, the way the room relaxed after. I sit up slowly. My jaw already hurts. I reach for my phone without thinking. There are messages waiting. Good morning, Mia. A heart from my sister. A meme in the family chat. Everything sounds normal. Too normal. I put the phone down and stare at the wall. I try to feel relieved. I can't find it. At work, I go through the motions. I smile when people talk to me. I answer questions. Inside, something is quieter than it should be. Not calm, muted. I keep thinking about how fast it all shifted back, how quickly I was welcomed again. It shouldn't hurt this much, but it does. During lunch, I check my bank account. I tell myself I'm just being responsible. The number looks different now, smaller. I do the math in my head. I stop halfway through. I already know. That night, my mother calls. Her voice is warm again. She tells me she slept well. She thanks me again. I say you're welcome. The words feel thin. She talks about something unrelated. A neighbor. A recipe. I listen. I respond at the right places. When we hang up, I feel empty instead of connected. The days start to blur. Work. Calls. Small favors. I notice I'm doing more again. Not because anyone asks. Because I don't want the silence back. I answer texts right away. I offer help before it's requested. I don't tell myself why. I don't need to. My body keeps score. I start waking up tired. I grind my teeth at night. My shoulders ache. I cancel plans without thinking about it. I say maybe next time. Next time never comes. One evening I sit in my car after work. Same spot, same feeling. I realize how familiar this has become. I remember the night I promised myself something. The thing I didn't protect. I don't let the thought finish. I start the engine. At my mother's place, everyone is laughing. The sound hits me before I open the door. When I walk in, my sister smiles wide. My aunt hugs me. They tell me how grateful they are, how lucky they are to have me. I nod. I smile. Inside, something pulls away. Later, while helping clean up, my mother touches my arm. She says she doesn't know what she'd do without me. The sentence lands deep, not as love, as a warning. That night, alone in my apartment, I sit on the floor. I don't turn on the lights. I think about leaving, not running away, just being less available. The idea feels dangerous. Like standing too close to an edge. I imagine what would happen if I stopped answering right away. If I said no and didn't explain. My chest tightens. I don't know who I would be without this role. That scares me more than being tired. Pass. The paperwork moves forward. There are more forms, more questions. Each time my name comes up naturally, as if it's obvious. I don't argue anymore. Comply faster. I tell myself this is temporary. I've been telling myself that for years. One afternoon, a friend asks how I'm doing. Really asks. The question catches me off guard. I open my mouth. Nothing comes out. I say I'm busy. I say things are fine. She looks at me for a second longer than usual. Then she nods. That night, I lie in bed and stare at the ceiling. I feel like I'm watching my life instead of living it. I think about the version of me who sat in her car and hesitated. She feels far away now. I wonder when I stopped fighting for her. I don't remember deciding. It just happened. The next morning, my phone buzzes early. Another small request? I read it. I don't respond right away. I sit at the edge of the bed and breathe. I feel the pull. I know exactly what will happen if I say yes. I know what will happen if I don't. I pick up the phone. I hold it there. My finger hovers over the screen. Just for a moment, then I type back,